Welcome back to segment two of Public Perspectives this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Elijah Haar is in the house this morning. He's the former Missouri Speaker of the House, now the Executive Director of the Noble Health Foundation. We kind of talked a little bit about you growing up and your interest in politics in segment number one. You've made the switch to healthcare now. What are some of the big differences of going from politics to being involved in healthcare?
Well, in the last segment, we talked about how politics have become so polarized. I always joke about working in rural healthcare, particularly in a nonprofit role. It's not polarizing at all. Everybody's very excited when you come to town and say, "Hey, what projects can we work on?" Because the things that we're doing are things where we say basically, what problems do you have and where can we fill in gaps? So one of the first projects we had and one of the first things we heard from some of the school superintendents, particularly in rural areas like Montgomery County, is they said, "Hey, you know, we have to do physicals every other year for our students. We would really like, these parents don't want to drive an hour to Columbia. What can we do about that?" And so we started a program where we'd take a doctor and we'd almost barnstorm around to different schools and we'd just run as many athletes through as we could. And so we started that program last summer. We did it in several cities around several towns around kind of Montgomery County, Audrain County, Callaway County. And, you know, we get to school in the morning and there's a line of 15 people just waiting to get their physicals done. So that I think is one of the big things, is that working in a nonprofit, it's just not the polarization. You know, when I was in the legislature, healthcare and particularly rural healthcare was such a big discussion point of what we did. And I think being able to sort of step into the gap has been pretty fulfilling.
Is healthcare becoming political? I know with COVID-19, the numbers are starting to increase a little bit here, different variants going around. Some people just don't believe it. Some people don't believe in the vaccines. Other people swear by it. Is it becoming political in the medical world?
Sure, it's always been a little political, more so on the spending. You know, obviously the debate on whether we should have expanded Medicaid in the state was a big fight in Jefferson City for 10 years, with the rise of, you know, Obamacare, and how medicine and particularly medical insurance has been handled has always been a big political football. And so, you know, when I was in the legislature, we obviously a big discussion point was, we have a lot of rural hospitals that are struggling to make it. How are we going to make sure that people still have that access? And that's a big part of what Noble has focused on, is we call it relocalizing healthcare, but making sure that, you know, a hospital in a county, especially like the one in Audrain, that is probably the largest employer, maybe behind the school district in the county. It's a focal point for the area. And when those rural hospitals, when they close and people have to start driving further and further for their treatment, we have less positive outcomes, more expense, and a lot of people that just choose not to make those trips. And so I think rural healthcare, making sure that essentially that skeleton of hospitals that go around the state, the backbone of a lot of these rural counties, we need to keep them in shape and keep them performing, both for that county, but also for the state as a whole.
I know in Callaway County, the Fulton Hospital was in danger of closing. I know here in Audrain County, the Mexico Hospital was in danger of closing. Everybody, an outcry from the community saying, we need our hospitals here. Noble Health came in and took over both those hospitals. How are they navigating in the healthcare industry today? And I'm sure they're facing some challenges.
They are. I mean, right now, I'd say one of the biggest challenges we're facing is this nurse staffing shortage. And it's a two-part challenge, because one, you need to find the nurses, but two, there's a lot of temporary agencies that provide nurses. They've increased their prices, not like 30 or 40%, but we're talking 100 to 200%. And so the investment that Noble has had to make in Callaway and in Audrain has been dramatically higher than they predicted in their budgeting for the year. And so that's an ongoing problem. I know there's some pieces of legislation in the new legislative session trying to address that. And if you look across the country, there's a lot of legal action where attorneys general are investigating whether there's price gouging taking place during this type of crisis. But, you know, those sort of challenges are going to arise every year, and you can never predict what they are. And that's what makes it so difficult to do hospitals, and particularly to run hospitals in rural areas where you have sort of a far-flung clientele of people. It's a much different challenge than you might have if you have a hospital, for instance, in St. Louis or Kansas City, than to have one here, or a hospital even in Columbia that again, you have a much larger, more dense population that utilizes your services.
Kind of circling back, you were talking about the Noble Health Foundation helping out the school districts. I think that you've got some breaking news this morning you will share with us about the Van Faar School District.
That's right. You know, one of the when I first took over as executive director, I traveled around for several weeks in sort of the mid-Missouri area and just met with colleges and schools and various stakeholders, like what are the areas of need. One of them that we heard from several people was the counselors were overwhelmed at the school. Most schools have one school counselor. With remote learning and then COVID issues, we've had a pretty significant uptick in the mental health challenges that a lot of our students face. And so one of the conversations we'd had in Vandalia with the superintendent, John Fortney, is he said, hey, we are in desperate need of counseling for our students. We took that back and we started trying to figure out, okay, how do we address that? And there is a former startup company out of Kansas City called Start Talking. They're now based out of Colorado and they provide online telecounseling services. And so they're a nationwide company now. They have licensed professional counselors in every state. So we went to them and said, hey, you know, you've got some in Missouri. What can we do? Can we bring you together? And so we signed a memorandum of understanding between Van Faar School District, Start Talking, and us. And what we're doing is we are underwriting up to 5 telecounseling sessions for each student in the Van Faar School District between 7th and 12th grade that want to utilize it. It's a very unique system where we've got a room that's totally private at the school with a tablet in there. And kids can go to the school nurse, school counselor, they can make an appointment, they go to the room, they can speak live with the counselor for up to 5 sessions. You know, if you're going through a death in the family, if you're struggling, bouncing back and forth between remote learning and in-person, whatever it is, it helps us to offload some of the burden from the school counselor at the school, but also get a lot of these students who may not have access to counseling, help them through a tough time in their life. And, you know, we view this as a pilot program for the year. Our goal is if it's successful, that we can expand it to other areas. Obviously, it requires a significant amount of financial outlays, so we'll have to go and try to raise money for it. But I think it's probably one of the more unique programs that we've started. And so we're really excited. I'm going to be in Vandalia today meeting with the superintendent, sort of tour the setup they've got. And I think they're sending out an email to their students this week saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the opportunities you have. And to the extent that people can utilize it, we want them to do it.
Exciting news. We appreciate you breaking that this morning on Public Perspectives. I think what we'll do is we'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on the Public Perspectives this morning in just moments with the Elijah Haar, the Executive Director of Noble Health Foundation, just moments on AM 1340 KXEO.